Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
Let's see how the broadcast gets from the studio to your home.
Tonight, it's the premiere show of Patty Vasquez and Andrea Darlis. On tonight's show, we have comedian and lawyer Paul Farvar with former Senator Dan Katowski of ChildServe. And now, live from the WGN Radio Allstate Skyline Studios, here are your hosts, Patty Vasquez and Andrea Darlis.
Joining this broadcast already in we hit the ground running. We just didn't have any audio earlier, Andrea.
That's a kick-ass intro.
Thank you very much.
That's fantastic.
Thanks so much.
Love that.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. So we're getting some texts from folks saying good luck to good luck, Patty and Andrea on the new show. And Patty, is your email still working? I have about 10,000 emails right now, so I apologize, Paul. Thank you for messaging, though, Paul. We never hear from you on the text screen.
Did you figure out how to work your work email? Because you have a bunch of different emails.
Yeah, I don't. Let's not talk about our work email today. It's probably not a good day to talk about that.
Exactly.
I don't actually.
Good, you didn't get the one I sent you then.
There's never been a better time to not know how to access my work email. Right. I've never been so happy to plead not only ignorance, but also innocence in anything. I was like, I don't have any idea what is happening. If you don't know what's happening, that's probably better for all of us.
Exactly. Enough said.
There we go.
Wink, wink.
We are interviewing each other a little bit with some get to know you questions, both for each other and for listeners to get to know more about me and Andrea. Both of us agree that we thought the infield fly rule was silly, but we're getting comments from texters saying that the infield fly rule is imperative. Also, the balk rule for
it's
baseball play.
Imperative and
yes, I feel that
I
Chuck
think it's a dumb rule.
Chuck wants to chime in as well. Hey, Chuck, what do you want to say?
Hello, ladies. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Chuck.
Very well, thank you.
All right. It's good to hear. The infield fly rule, to explain it, is if the infielder does not have to move that far to catch a ball, and it prevents a double play if there's runners at first and second. So the infielder could drop the ball and then flip it to second for one out, and then pass it over to second for the final out.
Okay,
so it's also, in the infield fly rule, runner's discretion. So if the umpire calls infield fly rule and you see that the infielder is going to drop it, they could run if they want to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, it can. But. Right? But they, Mike, Chuck, what do you want to say?
No, I was going to say, so on the runners, they don't have to run if they don't want to, if the fielders drop the ball. It's a good way to kind of get them distracted if the infielder wants to drop it.
Gotcha.
See,
the batter's already out.
I'd rather see him fake like he's going to catch it and drop it, which I know goes against everything that the rule stands for, and then try and force the double play. I just think they'd be more exciting. You know, I think I want more exciting. I'm one of those people, I like to go to a baseball game and see 10 home runs. Yet there are those people.
So you don't like the plays?
I don't like the pitcher's duel. You know, like when it's the bottom of the ninth and it's been 0-0, I'm yawning. I'm going, oh my God,
I like to see
good
plays.
I've been playing softball.
I love seeing a line drive snagged right out of the air and a hopper, you know, picked up and catching somebody at second. I don't know. I like the plays.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I've been playing softball and baseball for 35 years, and I was supposed to have a game tonight. I obviously got rained out. But when I'm playing shortstop, my favorite play is when I get a one hopper, I'll fake it as if I'm going to first, and the runner who's at second will start running to third, and I put the tag on them as they're coming towards me. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got the ball. They're like, I thought you threw it. No, it's right here. You're out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Look at that.
So, yeah, there's other ways to distract the runners. And infield fly rule, sometimes it helps us, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, I mean, a lot of it is, look, there are rules there for a reason. I'm always surprised when I see it called because you rarely ever see it get called.
Yeah. It is a rare rule.
Yeah, I agree. Have a great night, Chuck.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, you too. Enjoy your show.
Thank you. Hey, taxi driver Bob, what do you want to say?
Hey, I wanted to let everybody know to give Darlis a little bit of a break. Normally, she's probably midstream in the sleep by this time.
It's so funny.
You know, it'd be easy on her because she's going to be tired here for a week or two to get used to the new schedule.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
But here's the thing. She sounds great, so unless you mention it, we don't even know. Right?
That's right. She's perky. She sounds perky. She probably drank about 3 or 4 Red Bulls before she got in.
I got a big mug of coffee here that was made for me before I left, so I'm doing okay. And then pile in on with the jet lag because I got back from Greece on Saturday, late Friday into Saturday. It's good though. This is fun. This is a total new world, and I love it.
My best friend got married to a girl from Cyprus, and they go back to Cyprus every so often, and he loves going to Cyprus because it's so laid back.
Yeah.
Everybody is, like, relaxed and, you know, not worrying about a thing.
You know what they say You know what they say when you marry a Greek girl?
No. What
do
they say?
You know.
What do they say?
I don't know.
You know, Greek women.
Look at Andrea's getting risque already. Got the word show, and boom, 5 minutes later.
Oh, boy. By the way, Michael, I don't know if we have. Do we have a great night, taxi driver Bob? Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks,
talk to you soon. Hey, Michael, people want to know why they can't see Andrea on the live stream. Do we know? We have a Google. Oh, because one of the cameras is on the news in the newsroom where the news person would be.
And where's the other one?
There should be a camera on you somewhere.
Wait,
we'll figure it out.
Keep talking.
You turn the camera on yourself?
Andrea is moving across the studio to get herself on the camera.
Yes.
Can you see her?
Can you see Andrea? No, we can't see you. No, because it's on the news desk in the newsroom.
I see your shadow.
That is the sports room, probably, the sports desk. Okay. Yes. We can see you. Here, you have to come around this way to stand behind me and wave.
Okay, wait.
Here
we go.
How's that? There you go. There's Andrea right there on the live stream. There you go. Excellent.
We got to make some changes with those cameras.
I love someone's giving us like our schedule. Approximately 8:30 pregame, 9 p.m. broadcast.
Is it Stephanie?
I feel so. Yeah, right.
That's our boss.
Here's how it's gonna work. All right, there we go. We have Senator Dan Katowski joining us in a few moments. I think it depends on whether or not he's found parking. That's another thing that people are getting used to around here. Where did you? You're parked in a lot as well, right?
Yeah. How about you?
But that's a weird walk.
It is a weird walk.
Is the River Walk closed when we want to go back to our cars?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out tonight.
Yeah.
And is it closed when it's raining?
Exactly. Because then we got to go to the lawn. Okay, we want to talk about our walk.
We're going to do a field trip.
Exactly.
Michael, you come with us. We'll do a field trip after the show.
I don't think they're paying for security for us to get.
Michael's our security.
Yeah, that's what you got me.
Yeah.
Welcome to the gun show.
are those registered in Illinois?
Are you divvying to the station now?
You know, I haven't found a divvy station on Lower Wacker Drive yet, but I'm hopefully going to find one.
Well, we do know that pizza can be delivered here. I'm excited about that.
That was funny. Yeah, thank you, by the way, for our inaugural pizza.
Yes, our first Lou Malnati's.
Our first pizza. And they were
so
calling
good.
You, wait, what building is this?
Yes, they were like, where are you? I'm like, I don't know. Just come find me. It's where WGN is broadcasting from now. Let's take a break here. We've got Senator Dan Katowski joining us. I want to talk to him about the long-term effects that a child can suffer when they are in traumatic situations. A child serve, of course, helping at-risk children. I think that he'll have some insight on what it means to children who are separated from their families, who are traumatized by not knowing what's going to happen next, because he has dealt with many families in the situation and it's happening on our border. So we want to talk about that. More after this on 720 WGN. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. More in a moment on 720 WGN.
Woo!
We'll just go ahead and start the show. I think this kind of takes care of how awkward it's going to be anyway, because we're starting a new night. We're in a new studio. I am your host, Patty Vasquez. Joining me in studio is Andrea Darlis, and it's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis.
Woohoo!
We are on Monday through Friday, 7 to 11 p.m. Unless the White Sox are playing, then we are on after the White Sox until 1 a.m.
Until 1 a.m. Dark and early.
And then when the Blackhawks play, we'll also be on it. I don't know how that works yet. One step at a time, Andrea.
I know, and I'm still trying to get used to like switching clocks, switching, you know, different ends of the earth.
Basically. Well, also get used to there being far fewer people around. And right, just me, you, Bob, Mike, and Ez.
I know.
That's all we got. Don't have to worry about a lot of chaos going on.
It's so funny. My gosh, there's no one here. I'm used to seeing people. And but, you know, it's the quality, not the quantity.
I think you'll enjoy this. It's a mellow pace.
It is.
A lot going on in the mornings. You guys have a lot of voices. Very excited for Justin Kaufman joining the Steve Cochran Show.
Absolutely.
Excited to have Andre Darlis joining the Patty Vasquez Show.
Ow, ow.
And we, Michael sent over some questions, and I'll be very honest. I was like, Michael, let's figure out a way to start this show where, because Andre and I know each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, we've known each other for years.
We've known each other for years, but it's funny, and we've been forever saying, oh, yeah, let's get together. We'll get together. We'll get together because we have mutual friends.
And we like red wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Let's be honest. We're always like, let's get some wine, and then we never get chance.
I know. We always see each other. We're like, we're going to do it. And the funny thing is, when we found out we were going to be working together, we walked over together from the Trib Tower to our new digs here.
Right.
And didn't even realize it.
No.
You know, we're just chatting. I was telling you I was going to Greece. And
I know. You were like, right after this, I'm catching a flight. So you essentially left for vacation.
Uh-huh.
And have not had you didn't even get a chance to like talk to anybody about this. You and
no.
I haven't seen each other until today.
No,
it's very strange.
We talked one time very briefly, and it was funny because you and I were texting when I was in Greece, and Michael, our awesome producer, who I knew for years as well, and I'm so psyched to be working with him now. And we were texting, and I said, "Yeah, we'll have this great conference call. We had all these plans. We're gonna go to lunch." And I was so jet lagged on Saturday. I'm like, "Yeah, let's just talk on Sunday.
Yeah, let's. We'll catch up. Well, you were busy on Saturday. Plus, you still had to go into WGN Morning News yesterday.
Yes, on TV yesterday.
Yeah, so it's a lot to start out with. So we are gonna get to know each other because we know each other in passing and hanging out. We've gone out a couple. We've never actually gone out.
No,
but you've seen my stand up comedy. I've watched you for years. I've worked with you on Steve's show.
Yes.
I've known you that way, but like we don't really ever, like you've only met my husband once.
And we realized that tonight too, because I've known you for so long. I said the last time I saw your husband, you, me, and Cochran were having lunch at a place that's changed names and owners probably 10 times
right.
since then. And your husband came and I went, that's your husband. Oh my God. He exists.
A lot of people don't believe he exists. He does in fact exist.
Wasn't there a point when you first were coming on WGN radio, he would drop you off and then he'd circle the block?
With Griffin. So yes. What happened was, yes, when Steve was working, when he had a job, he was previously working at a really good job. So I would bring Griffin down in the minivan in order to be a guest on Steve Cochran's show. Steve would take the van and drive with Griffin around the block
right.
while Griffin napped and I was on Steve's show. Yes, that happened
right.
for a long time.
That was so funny. And we're like, okay, he can do that. But you shouldn't feel bad. The other day on the morning show, Bill and Juliana Rancic, Bill came on the show. He was on the program. He was talking about RPM and Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. And we said, "Where's Juliana?" He said, "Circling the block."
Oh, good. Okay, so it wasn't just me. Did she have the baby in the car? Or she was just circling.
Yeah, she had Duke with her too.
Oh, I was gonna say
they were circling. So you're not the only celebrity couple that circles.
We're totally the celebrity couple. That's how we roll. Well, I said, Michael, let's think of a way to get to know each other on the air. And 312-981-7200, getting to know us together, both in the Justin Kaufman slot.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are not familiar with me, and for those who maybe don't get up early and hear Andre Darlis when she was on Steve Cochran's show.
Mm-hmm.
Michael has given us a list of 200 getting to know each other questions.
How about that?
So we can go through. I don't know how you want to break this down.
Our truth?
Yes.
I haven't looked at these. And I purposely didn't look so I wouldn't get this, you know, preconceived answer in my head.
Right, but it's not. But the I only feel bad because I look at some of these and it was so you could pare it down a little bit because otherwise we're going to be reading these like on the air.
These are hilarious.
Okay, so I will start because I actually thought about this. Okay, if money was not a factor, right, and you had all the time in the world, what skill would you like to master? What would you like to be an expert at?
Oh, I would love to master different languages.
Ah, you want to be multilingual?
I would. Multilingual. Excellent. Yeah, like that too, you know, so I wouldn't have to stop and think. Because when I was in Greece, you know, I was with my friend who I said, you know, I know enough to get by. And by the end, I think I probably knew 10 phrases. And I just kept repeating them over and over and over again.
And then, but then you feel good about it, though, don't you? Like,
I did sort of until I really wanted something and didn't know what to say. So I just start talking English.
Well, and the trick is that when you sound expert at something, but you don't know the rest of the language and you sound like you know what you're saying, then people start talking to you and you're like, nope, that was all I had.
Right.
That was the extent of my expertise.
Exactly. Yeah. What about you? What's your skill?
Well, I would want to be a martial arts expert.
Really?
Yeah, I would love to. And it's a skill I think you could carry for the rest of your life. But I would love to be able to feel confident walking alone at night.
Sure.
I would like to know I could hurt somebody if they tried to hurt me or my family. Yes, I would love to be a black belt.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I would love that. I tried studying at Degerberger, and then they started hitting me in the face. And I said, you know, I'm going to go study something else. I'm going to go do like maybe some tap dancing.
If we took your skill and my skill, we'd be safe together anywhere in the world.
I like the way you think. It's true.
Right?
Yeah, if you knew all the languages. Matt wants to say something to us. Hey, Matt, how are you doing tonight?
Hello, folks, and welcome to the waking hours of the night.
Thanks, Matt.
Now I can finally listen to Patty's whole show without passing out, and that has nothing to do with you. It's just it's hard to stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I'm so glad you're here for the welcome. Thank you.
Of course. I have two questions for you.
Yes.
Number one, will we still get the iTunes Psychic?
Yes, we will. And what we've decided is, so Dr. Dingman, who joins us every Wednesday.
Oh, I love Dr. Dingman.
He typically joins us at 1 a.m. on Wednesdays. What we're probably going to do is wait for nights when the White Sox play, and we go to 1 a.m. and have him on a midnight during the week.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys are, so, and I guess my second question is, does this impact how much you sleep? Because are you on until 1 now? If, or are you on until 7 or 11, or what's happening?
These are excellent questions.
They are great questions.
Yes.
And you know what? I need to write these down, too. So
okay.
When you say
and much love, and you guys are great.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
Thanks,
so
Matt.
On a regular show night with no White Sox, we are on from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Right. If the White Sox play like they did tonight, if they start at 6 or 7 o'clock, we start after the White Sox end, and right. We go on until 1 a.m. Yes.
Write this down. Okay. I'm just going to double check. So this is going to change daily.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to write in my calendar.
Yes.
Okay. Show tonight, 7 to 11.
Yeah,
show tonight,
day.
10 to 1.
So we know for this week, you and I only have a full show on Wednesday.
Okay.
We only have
7
a 7
to 11.
O'clock. Yes.
Okay.
7 to 11 just once this week, and that's Wednesday. So tomorrow we start after the Sox, probably 10 or 11, somewhere between 10 and 11.
Okay.
And then the same thing Thursday and Friday.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right. We will get this down. And this goes through September, the White
yes.
Sox? Okay, great.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Or maybe October.
Maybe October. We don't want to sell the White Sox short.
Exactly.
You know, we don't want to. They could keep those October dreams alive, everybody.
Absolutely. All right, I have one for you. Do we have time to do one?
Of course.
Okay. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early?
I would rather always be 20 minutes early because I already know what it's like to always be 10 minutes late. Yes, I have that. I already can tell you what that feels like. There's nothing better than getting somewhere early, mm-hmm. right? If you're somewhere new, getting to know where you are. If you're meeting somebody you've never met before, you get kind of have a little bit of power there because you're already situated. If you come in late, it seems like you're disrespectful.
Uh-huh.
You're always trying to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all those things.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm always 5 to 10 minutes late. And I always used to call it Greek time,
right?
Because it was a Greek thing. Oh, but then I guess every nationality is, you know, they say the same thing.
Well, and it's not always said in a nice way about Mexicans, but we do say it about ourselves. Yes, it's always I'm on Mexican time, but
I mean, if it's imperative, you know,
yes.
if there's a surgery or something, you know, obviously I'll be on time for that. But usually I'm just kind of walking in right at the moment or a few seconds. Okay, minutes late.
But I suspect you wouldn't rather be late. You would rather be early. You and I both have a habit of being late.
I think, yeah. I think that's probably fair.
Right?
I think so.
We'll
go with that.
Would you rather be late? I don't think you would rather.
I think, I probably would rather be early. I should be early.
It is. But since I only know it fleetingly, I don't always come early enough to know what that sensation would be like. So that's a great question. I like that one a lot.
I like that too.
What is let's see, what state, I don't know if I want to ask you what state or country do you never, ever want to go back to? That seems like we'd be isolated. You know, why?
God,
we reach a lot
right.
of places, Andrea. Don't,
yeah, exactly right.
Let's not lose anybody tonight.
Do you know one, but don't say it?
Do I know one?
Is there one that you're thinking of?
Even the places I don't like, I think I would like to give them another chance. And maybe it was me and not them.
See, that's so nice. I'm not going back, but.
You're never going back, but.
No, I won't say where though.
Let's see. Oh, wait. Well, Patty, once you finish with the show schedule, hold on a second.
Who is it?
Once you finish with the, once you finish with the show schedule, could you please explain the infield fly rule? Well, certainly. I would love to. An infield fly.
Do you know this?
I kind of know. It's when it's a fair fly, not a line drive or, not a ball that's been dropped in the infield. The judgment of the umpire can be caught by an infield pitcher or catcher with ordinary effort. And when the runners are in first and second or first, second, and third, and less than two outs is the infield fly rule.
I think it's a dumb rule.
It is a dumb rule. I, you know, I was somewhere where
because I love baseball.
Yeah, so do I.
You know this too.
Well, I was at a Cubs game and we were all laughing because they called infield fly rule. We're like, come on.
I know.
Who calls that?
I hate that. And I also hate the balk.
Yeah. Oh, the balk.
That's a dumb rule too.
When they started going into their move to pitch. Yes.
And then their
wind up. Pardon me. Yes.
And then they stop. Right.
Right.
Okay, so they don't do the full backward motion.
So they kind of psych out the runners or the batter or whatever, yeah. Or they change their mind. They're about to go into a pitch and they change their mind and are going to try to throw. Yeah, that kind of thing.
My dad used to buy me baseball cards as a kid.
Oh.
Because I have no brothers and sisters.
Did you keep them?
I did. I still have, well, they were the sticker kind, like the top sticker. So you'd have to get the sticker book. It was the 80s. And I would take the stickers and I'd stick them and it was like Bill Madlock. So I could name any player from like the 70s or 80s.
See,
like Dale
great?
Murphy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. I
know more ball players from the 1800s and early 1900s. My dad was, he used to memorize the baseball encyclopedia.